a bundle, but not a, not the other two.
Uh-huh. And then the bundles are piled up into
a stack.
And talk about how much wheat you raised to an acre. You might say we raised 40. What of wheat to an acre?
I don't know. I don't know.
But talking about a bushel, you said we raised 40.
Bushel.
Okay. And what do you have to do with the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You have to shred it.
Okay. And say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say, instead of using the word we, you could say you and
I.
Okay. Did you ever say me and you have to do that?
Yes.
Which would you probably say?
Yeah, now I would say you and I, but a lot of people would say you and me, but you really have to break yourself out of the habit of saying that, and I've tried to break mm-hmm. myself out of the habit of using a lot of sayings like that, but it is quite common.
Mm-hmm. What if you're talking about, saying your sister and yourself or something, or another woman and yourself having to do something? You'd say?
Oh, if it were my sister, I would say my sister and I mm-hmm. have to do a certain task. Mm-hmm. Or...
Did you ever say me and her, or she and I?
Maybe she and I, not me and her.
Have you ever heard that around
people? Yes, quite a bit. And I believe it's because a lot of people just really don't know,
mm-hmm.
and they say it.
And you say, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants
us.
Or he wants
You and me.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say both of us or all two of us?
Both of us. Not the other expression.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there and you know that they recognize your voice, you could answer, it's...
Will you repeat that, please?
If you're knocking at the door and somebody calls out who's there, and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you could answer,
it's me, or it is I.
What should you probably say?
It's me most of the time. And if I'm joking, I would say, it is I.
Uh-huh. And if it was a man at the door, you'd say, if I asked you, was that John at the door, you'd say, yeah, that was
he.
Okay. What about that's him?
That's him, yes.
Which would you probably say?
That's him.
And as a woman, you'd say?
That's her.
And as two people?
That is whoever called the names mm-hmm. of the person.
What about that's they or that's them?
Maybe that's them.
Mm-hmm. And talk about how tall you are. You say, he's not as tall
as I.
Or I'm not as tall
as he.
And he can do that better
than I.
And if you had been out to New Mexico and hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say New Mexico is...
as far west as okay. I have traveled.
Or another way of saying that, New Mexico is the... what west I've ever been?
The farthest west.
Okay.
I have been.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
it's yours.
And if it belongs to both of us?
Ours.
And to them?
Theirs.
And to him?
His.
And to her?
Hers.
Do you ever hear people say his'n and yours?
A lot.
Who would say that?
Really, older people my mother's age.
Uh-huh.
Some people that grew up around her, that was very popular. People used to say his'n, hers.
So that's something you never...
No, I never said that.
And if you were talking to a whole group of people,